Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
Ooh, still reeling from that old gut punch on Sunday Night Football. But good news is the Texans, they're rating well. Per Houston Cron, Greg Rajan, per NBC, Texans Lions was the most watched Week 10 matchup for Sunday Night Football in 5 years. 19.3 million viewers across the network and Peacock. That's big. A lot of people saw that second half doozy, if you will. It was great if you're a Detroit Lions fan or if you're just a random NFL fan and you like to see action. You don't like to check out in the second half. They damn sure got that, but unfortunately for us here in Houston, it was enough to piss you smooth off. And it's got folks pissed smooth off here on Tuesday, and I don't imagine it's going to go away anytime soon. By the way, I want to thank everybody out there for listening, and regardless of how you listen, we greatly appreciate it. But the Odyssey app is the way to go. I want to encourage everybody out there to download the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. In fact, if you do download the Odyssey app, there's a rewind feature on there, and you can go back and listen to D'Amico Ryans. He was on live today right here on Sports Radio 610 with his presser. The lineup for media availability, if you will, for D'Amico and CJ and the coordinators. Everything's moved back a day because they play on Monday Night Football. What time was that, fellas, when we had D'Amico on? What was the time stamp on that?
About 2:35.
Yeah, about 2:40. Yeah, 2:35, 2:40.
Hit that Odyssey app. Hit that rewind feature, 2:35, 2:40, and just pick whoever you like better, Tyler or Ron, and check that time stamp. But D'Amico Ryans was, I like the tone I heard from D'Amico Ryans.
No, there's,
the tone, I don't care. Everybody thinks that I want to hear him like dog cuss people. And that'd be nice. I wouldn't be opposed to it. But that's not what I'm asking. Like, I just want to listen to my head coach and I want to know, damn it, it is painful. Damn it, it is. There is a sense of urgency. Damn it, we got to get this thing right instead of that ha ha ha. It's 1 week at a time and every game is, you know, new game, long season. We love what we're seeing. No, you don't love what you're seeing. So the tone is now we're gonna pick out a couple of things. Tyler actually got a cut out of D'Amico Ryans that I got to play to just kind of set an example of what I'm talking about. But download that Odyssey app anyway it goes. Also, I want to give a big shout out to the Bull, one of our sister stations, Tin Man Jam. Last night I went over there talking about old Dirty likes to party a little bit. Went over there and didn't get down too much. But me and my bride, we took in a little live music.
I saw the boots you had on yesterday. I figured that you were
they
weren't hoof boots like Will Anderson Jr., were they?
No, they were goat. Just a nice little kick around pair of boots. Scuffed up a little bit. I like to get out and just do a little moving around, moving and shaking. I don't do too much working in my boots, obviously, but I do like to get out and not worry about scuffing them. And that them old Tecovas, they're goat. It's nice brown color to them. Yeah, it's a good looking boot, man. Good looking boot, and I had it on last night with.
I knew you wouldn't just.
I just went with nice little tan pearl snap and some light jeans. It was nice. It was a good look. But the Tin Man Jam was tremendous. By the way, did you just break wind over in that chair?
I did not.
Swear,
better
swear,
not.
Swear on something you love.
Know, I swear
on something you love.
I swear on my children.
You in there farting, dude?
He hiked that right cheek up just a little bit.
I
would bet a good amount that I heard of.
Interesting.
I thought, and it was kind of a little grunt when he did it. I didn't know. I'd have bet good money that was you breaking wind right there. But sorry, I was going to wait to the break and ask you, but I can't. I wanted to laugh, so I couldn't get it out. I couldn't wait, man. Damn farts, they just do it to me. Yeah, man. I was going to give it to you, though. For a guy that, I mean, I literally have damn near exploded over here trying to hold him in because I know you don't like it. And you just ripped ass over here. I mean, I'm thinking, wait, ain't no way. Ain't no way.
That's almost disrespectful.
Well, I mean, I'm dead.
Traffic to do it.
But I'm dead serious. I thought I heard something over there. I thought your body movement went right in line with you.
Thought I went for the lift.
Yeah, your body movement was like, ooh, got that one out.
Hold on.
Got that one out while he was talking. Don't have to worry about that. Anyway, tape drop Tuesday. It did. The tape did drop, and I was able to get a really good eye on the offensive film. I didn't have time to slow mo and watch the defensive film yet, but I got a really good eye on the offensive film, and it reinforced a couple of takes that I had. And it cleared a couple of things up for me, Ron. I know yesterday we talked about Bobby Slowick. That is the offensive coordinator for the Houston Texans.
Is Slowick losing it?
Yeah, well, I mean, some would say, you know, and it's been a rough stretch for Bobby, no doubt about it. I am not happy with Bobby big picture this season. But this game in a vacuum, the Detroit Lions Sunday night football game, Bobby Slowick, as I said yesterday, was really good in the first half. He was actually better than I thought. He was tremendous in the first half. And just to outline a couple of things, the first touchdown, the run by Joe Mixon, the formation in motion made the play, creative way to get to that outside zone, and it worked beautifully, untouched into the end zone. Multiple quick concepts, screen concepts. And by the way, everybody out there, I don't care if the quicks and screens necessarily work. Now, in this game, they worked pretty good. A lot of people are I hear pissing and moaning about the screen game. Why doing this? Why throw a screen to this guy? Why this? Why that? We can have that conversation, but I just wanted to see the screens. Make a defense expand sideline to sideline and defend the screen game and the quick game. Make them DBs come up and defend the quick game. I just wanted to see it, and I thought Bobby Slowick did a tremendous job, and it worked really well in the first half. The second touchdown, CJ missed an opportunity to get a 5 or 6 yard gain. Tank Dell drops a football. Both great schemes by Bobby. And then he schemes up the Mechie touchdown right behind that. Three plays in a row. Great job by Bobby. The reverse that everybody's talking about, not liking, hate the call. I'm still not a big fan of the call or the design because it was too slow developing. But the film shows that if Joe Mixon, the guy he runs into, he takes a little play action fake, and the guy he runs into ends up being the guy that makes the play on Tank Dell. And if Joe Mixon would have just given me anything, now I don't know if that was his assignment. He was running out of a run. But he did hit the guy. If he gives us anything on that guy right there, if he just sticks him instead of kind of avoiding, then that reverse is a good play, potentially a great play. You got Tank Dell one-on-one with the defensive back in wide open field. So not as bad a call there as one might think. And I'll be honest with you, throughout the game, Ron, there were several plays that were schemed up, and either the throw was late, the quarterback bailed the pocket, the protection broke down. Scheme in the first half and the second half was better than I thought it was.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.